come up.
Well, I knew a man in Ireland once, and he...
That'll do you, Casey. A little more steam in that pig of yours. Oh, it's the only bar that's in the stock. There are 70 carriers on the rock. The boss comes around and he says, me still, and put all your power in the cash, he'll do the 50 carriers bill. 50 carriers bill. Oh, it's work all day without sugar in your bed when you're working on the railway. Then 50 carriers bill. And work, and live. Oh. Here, here, and hire demon to work, not to give a concert.
I tell him, Maloney, have you any for that?
I have.
Percy, what are you doing to that pretty valley?
I'm my mother.
Well, leave it alone, I'll oil it myself. What do you know about machinery?
Maloney, again I say, have you any for that?
I have, I say, I have.
Well, why don't you give me some?
Well, sorry, the devil don't you ask me.
Percy, don't stand for you to get out of bed with your sight.
You man, I had me father long before you were born.
Yes, and I suppose that accounts for your fiery temper. That's what I was afraid of. Here, men went crazy.
There's some over here.
Here's the part of me.
Oh, I'm here trying to be panic.
Sure, that's Casey. I had over. Hand me that off, Casey. Here comes the train. Gary, she didn't have a hard time getting up there with him.
Nor did like you on a Saturday night, boss.
Come to me.
She do have a heavy load.
Well, she carries it no better. Well, come along and then throw your tools on the car. Let the dog on.
With a blue by four. I hope boys can't you line them.
Back-a-lack-a.
Hope boys can't you line them.
Track-a-lack-a.
Hope boys can't you line them.
Track-a-lack-a.
Seattle, we go line and track. If I could, I surely would stand on a rock where Moses stood. I hope boys can't you line them.
Track-a-lack-a.
Hope boys can't you line them.
Track-a-lack-a.
Hope boys can't you line
them.
Seattle, we go line and track. Mary and the baby lying in the shade, figuring on the money that I ain't made. I hope boys can't you line up,
chack-a-lack.
Hope boys can't you line up,
chack-a-lack.
Hope boys can't you line up,
chack-a-lack.
See how the wheels go line and track.
Wow.
Early in the morning at 7 o'clock, there are 20 terriers drilling at the rock, and the boss comes around and he says, keep still. Come down heavy on your cast iron drill, and drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. Well, you work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway, and drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. Now our new foreman was Jim McGann. By golly, he was a blinking man. Last week a premature blast went off, and a mile in the sky went Big Jim Goff. And drill ye terriers, drill. Drill ye terriers, drill. Well, you work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway. And drill ye terriers, drill. And blast and fire. Now when next payday come around, Jim Goff, a dollar short was found. When asked the reason, came this reply: you were docked for the time you were up in the sky, and drilletarius drill, drilletarius drill. Well, you work all day for the sugar in your tay, down behind the railway, and drilletarius drill, and blast, and fire. Now the boss was a fine man down to the ground, and he married a lady 6 feet round. She baked good bread and she baked it well, but she baked it as hard as the holes in, well, drilletarius drill, drilletarius drill. Well, you work all day for the sugar in your tail, down behind the railway, and drilletarius drill, and blast, and fire, and drilletarius drill.
Come all ye railroad section men and listen to my song. It is of Larry O'Sullivan, who now is dead and gone. For 20 years a section boss, he never hired a tar. And it's Giant ahead and center back, and Jerry go and idle that car. For 20 years a section boss, he worked upon the track. And be it to his credit, he never had a rack. For he kept every joint right up to the pint with the tap of the tampon bar. And while the byes was shimmin' up the ties, it's Jerry, would you idle that car? And every Sunday morning unto the gang he'd say, me byes, prepare ye, be aware the old lady goes to church today. Now I want every man to pump the best he can, for the distance it is far. And we have to get in ahead of number 10, so Jerry go and aisle that car. 'Twas in November in the winter time, and the ground all covered with snow. Come put the hand car on the track, and over the section go. With his big soldier coat buttoned up to his throat, all weathers he would dare. And it's Paddy Mac, will you walk the track, and Jerry go and aisle the car. God rest you, Larry O'Sullivan, to me you were kind and good. Ye always made the section men go out and chop me wood, and fetch me water from the well, and chop me kindling fine. And any man that wouldn't lend a hand, 'twas Larry, give him his time. Give my respects to the roadmaster, poor Larry, he did cry. And lave me up that I may see the old handcar before I die. Then lay the spike maul on me chest, the gauge and the old claw bar. And while the bys will be filling up the grave, oh, Jerry, would you aisle that car?
I was walking around in Denver one luckless rainy day, when Kilpatrick's man catcher came up to me and did say, I'll lay you down $5 quickly as I can, if you'll hurry up and catch the train, she's starting from Cheyenne. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho, a working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho. Well, he laid me down $5 like many another man, and I hurried to the depot as happy as a clam. When I got to Pocatello, my troubles begin to grow. I was waiting in the sagebrush, the rain, the wind, the snow, way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho, a-working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho. When I got to American Falls, it was there I met Fat Jack. He kept a little hotel tent along beside the track. Now says he, you are a stranger, perhaps your funds are low. Well, yonder stands me hotel tent, the best in Idaho. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. Working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho. Well, I followed my conductor into his hotel tent, and for one square and hearty meal, I paid him my last cent. Now Jack's a jolly fellow, he'll always find him so. Working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. Working on the narrow gauge, way out in Idaho. Well, they put me to work next morning with a cranky cuss called Bill. They gave me a 10-pound hammer to strike upon the drill. They said if I didn't like it, I could take my shirts and go. And they'd keep my blankets for my board way out in Idaho. Way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. A-working on the narrow gauge way out in Idaho. Well, I had filled my heart with pity as I walked along the tracks to see so many old bundlers with their packs upon their backs. They said the work was heavy, the grub they could not go. Around Kilpatrick's dirty tables way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho, way out in Idaho. A-working on the narrow gauge way out in Idaho. Well, now I'm well and working down in the harvest camps, and there I will continue till I make a few more stamps. I'll go back to New Mexico, marry a girl I know, and we'll buy us a horse and buggy and go back to Idaho.
Some folks say that the dummy won't run. Now let me tell you what the dummy done. Left St. Louis about a half past one. Rolling into Memphis at the setting of the sun. On the dummy line. Ride and shine on the dummy line. Ride and shine and pay my fine when I ride on the dummy line. Got on the dummy and I had no fare. Conductor, yeah, what you doing in here? I jumped up and the mate fought it all. He cracked me on the head with a 2x4. On the dummy line. Ride and shine on the dummy line. Ride and shine and pay my fine when I ride on the dummy line. The dummy rolled down that 29 hill, blowed the whistle with a mighty thrill, stuck his head out the window, looked down the track. You ought to seen the little dummy ball of jack on the dummy line, ride and shine on the dummy line, ride and shine and pay my fine when I ride on the dummy line. On the dummy line, ride and shine on the dummy line, ride and shine and pay my fine when I ride on the dummy line.
Monday morning it begin to rain. Round the curve come a passenger train. On the blinds was Hobo John. He's a good old hobo, but he's dead and gone. Dead and gone. He's dead and gone. He's a good old hobo, but he's dead and gone. Jay Gould's daughter said before she died, Papa fixed the blinds so the bums can't ride. If ride they must, they gotta ride the rod. Let them put their trust in the hands of God, in the hands of God, in the hands of God. Let them put their trust in the hands of God. Jay Gould's daughter said before she died, two more trains I'd like to ride. Jay Gould said, daughter, what can they be? There's the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. The Santa Fe and the Santa Fe. There's the Southern Pacific and the Santa Fe. Jay Gould's daughter said before she died, there's two more drinks I'd like to try. Jay Gould said, daughter, what can they be? A glass of water and a cup of tea. Cup of tea and a cup of tea. There's a glass of water and a cup of tea. Charlie Snyder was a good engineer. Told his firemen not to fear. Said, pour on your water, boys, shovel on your coal, stick your head out the window, see the driver's roll, see the driver's roll, see the driver's roll. Stick your head out the window, see the driver's roll, see the driver's roll, see the driver's roll. Stick your head out the window, see the drivers roll. Thank you.
Hopping over hill and plain. Seems as though they'll never stop. Clippity clop, clippity clop, clippity 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 clopping along. There's a plug of Chautauqua for ranchering Corona. A pizza for a cowboy way out in Arizona. A dress of calico for a pretty Navajo. Get along, you. Get along. Mule train, yeah, yeah. Mule train, clearly clopping along the mountain chain. Soon they're gonna reach the top. Clearly clop, clearly clop, clearly 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 clopping all along. There's some cotton thread and needles for folks away out yonder. A shovel for a miner who left his home to wander. Some roses and fields for the settlers in the hills. Get along, you. Get along. Mule train. Clippity-clopping through the wind and rain. They'll keep going till they drop. Clippity-clop, clippity-clop, clippity-clippity, clippity-clippity, clippity-clopping along. There's a letter full of sadness and it's black around the border. A pair of boots for someone who hasn't made the order. A Bible in the pack for the Reverend Mr. Black. Get along, you. Get along. Get along, you. Get along. Get along. Get along. Get along.
Here she comes. On a road, there she goes, Eden and Cone. Watch her fly, hugging a rail. Let her by, by, by that spiteful man. Let her go, look at her steam. Hear her blow, whistle and scream like a hound, wagging his tail. Dallas bound, 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 that's fireball mail. And out comes the piano. Engineer, making up time. Brakes are clear. Gonna climb, see the bright, climb the rails. Bet she's laid, laid, laid at a fireball nail. And now comes the steel guitar. Watch her fly, hugging a rail. Let her by, by, by that fireball mail. Let her by, by, by that fireball mail.
Look out your window, and why do you see beautiful world for you and me. Let's all stop fear where our tracks may go and work together, and the young can follow. All aboard, everybody. All aboard, everybody. All aboard, everybody. Let's go for a train ride.
Steam whistle moaned just twice. Down in the cut, past the old trestle bridge, 12 fine horses stood. Masked men shivered in the cold on the ridge, not far from the Glendale woods. The brass lamp shone from the swaying train when the driver saw the red light. Her iron brakes sparked like silver rain, and the meadows screamed through the night. The baggage man peered out to look for the fault when fear froze up his heart. He was staring down the barrel of an army coat that threatened to tear him apart. We will burn your train to cinders, so throw the money on down. Open up your damned express car.
No!
the sweating and the women shed tears, and a preacher prayed to the Lord. When they opened the safe, there was nothing for them, so they strolled down through the train. What a miserable sight, these desperate men robbing old folks for their gold watch chains.
We will burn your train to cinders.
Soul. Some say his spirit survived, but we all know he was nothing but a Missouri farm boy just fighting to stay alive. High above that railroad bed, on a ridge where the pines grow tall, if you listen to the wind, there's a ghost of a chance you can still hear old Jesse call.
We will burn your train to cinders.
Good evening, and with that rhythm of the rails and behind me, welcome once again to the Bit Slap here in the old KBC&D Railway. Train is at the station now. Jump on, or you're going to miss it. Well, you've already missed half of it, but maybe you didn't miss it after all. You better go back and check, all right? We'll wait. Anyway, we started this particular instance, our 13th, by the way. This is our 13th train show here. We started with the Orange Blossom Special. Why not? And that was C-Train. C-Train was, Andy Kohlberg's band after the Blues Project. And I believe it was Roy Blumenfeld, too. We went back into the other 20s, the 1920s, for the Railroad Section Gang from the Peerless Quartet. I think it might have been before that. Line Under Track was Lead Belly. You've heard that in other instances somewhere. I almost played that tonight, but I didn't, so there. Drill Ye Terriers from Cisco Houston, a good friend of Woody Guthrie's. Jerry, Go Oil That Car from Haywire Mac. McClintock, of course. Way Out in Idaho from Rosalie Sorrell's. I've never been there. On the Dummy Line was the Packard Family. The Dummy Line, I looked it up, it was a short experimental line that went from North Knoxville, Tennessee, to Fountain City, wherever that is. Results are pending still, even after the, you know, even it's been like 90 years, okay? Pete Seeger, Jay Gould's Daughter, The Freight Train, the original from Elizabeth Cotton. Mule Train, I guess that's the original of that, too, from Frankie Lane. Fireball Mail was Ladislav Vodica. I'm sorry, I have trouble with words, you know. Let's see, All Aboard, everybody, was Juzzy Smith on his little harmonica there. And then Levon Helm, A Train Robbery. Okay, so no train robberies tonight, but and no wrecks either. We try not to make any wrecks, but we will address that in the future because we have plenty of them. But okay, so I'm surprised we did so well tonight. If I do say so myself, I thought there was going to be supply chain issues with our train songs, but maybe not. You be the judge of that because here comes some more.
This is the land we live in, from its beautiful shores to its, the middle part, our own United States of America. Comprised of 49 magnificent states, and also New Jersey, its vast land is filled with broad plains and rolling prairies, large forests, food to eat, places to drown, places to yodel, little villages, and paved cesspools of disease. Yes, there's so many things to see and do, and there is one fun way to see them all. The exciting of trains. Look at this long boy. Such a fine lad. That's a nice one, too. Yummy. Have you ever thought about what it takes for millions of people in this great country to travel from one end of the land to the other with speed and convenience? Have you ever marveled at how coal, lumber, and our Army's great killing machines get from one town to another? Or how thousands of consumer products get from where they are made to where they are needed in all parts of the country? No, of course you haven't. Because you only think of yourself, don't you? Selfishly moving throughout your day, preoccupied by only the most basic animalistic thoughts of food, comfort, and lust. Shame on you. Irregardless, trains are an important and interesting mode of transportation. And whether you call them trains, choo-choos, snake monsters, stiff rickies, ground yachts, or chugga-chuggas, these traveling death traps indeed touch all of our lives. To learn the exciting of trains, we're going to visit the rail yards. We're going into railway stations and out along the tracks. We'll take you outside of a train and also inside of one also as well. That way, you can get an idea of how to when we, you see a one of these, it is you get the an idea of just how important trains. When our country was young, long-distance travel required being around horses, an animal that is stupid and no one likes. And so, people didn't travel very much. Then, just a little more than 100 years ago, man defied God's divine creations and invented the sinful train. And like most sinful things, it made life more pleasurable and exciting. Those early trains were very slow and odd-looking, much like my weird cousin Ronald. Unlike Ronald, however, these early trains were not completely useless. They helped to advance our country westward. And as the railroads pushed ahead, settlers followed. Forests were cleared and crops planted. Mines and large corporations further corrupted the landscape for their own gain. Villages and cities paved over the natural splendor of our country and drove large swathes of animals to extinction. Yes, all thanks to trains, we have succeeded in becoming gods, choosing which creatures live and die, and molding the world around us to our perverse vision. Thank you, trains! Of course, the best way to see all the benefit of train is to ride one yourself. Everyone likes to travel. Suppose we take a train trip. We'll follow along with these two children, Carol and Jimmy. Carol and Jimmy are taking a train ride because their parents don't want them anymore and are sending them away. The children wave goodbye to their parents, never to see them again. Mommy and Daddy are happy to be rid of them and ready to enjoy a new life of freedom with increased discretionary income. The next stop is the train station. Almost every town has a train station, and all passenger trains will leave from here. But not every train is filled with people. This one, for example, is filled with bees. Thousands and thousands of bees just flying around in there. Packages are also transported by trains. Here, such items as clothing, vacuum cleaners, lipsticks, and women's perfume are sorted and shipped to the various mistresses of married husbands all over the country. Railyard workers ensure that these taboo gifts are shipped safely and discreetly. In many rail yards, trains are also cleaned, removing the filth that builds up from the numerous animals and humans that were hit during the train's previous journey. If salvageable, the meat from these accidents is butchered and loaded into the dining car to be served as meals when the train is on its way. Nearby, there is usually an engine house where choo-choos are brought for maintenance and gentle kissing. All trains are fun to smooch, and it serves to further bond each conductor to the train they will soon be operating. That's a good boy. Bring it in to Daddy. Give us a hug. Yes. After a tune-up and soft whispers of affection and encouragement, the train is turned around and prepared for a new journey. Say, we'd better not forget Carol and what's-his-name. Here they are, arriving with plenty of time to buy their tickets, check their baggage, and plead one more time via telephone for their parents to take them back. Sorry, kids, no such luck. The next stop is to buy tickets. The ticket booth operator asks them a few questions. Would you like to be seated in the smoking car? Yes, who doesn't like a smooth puff? What about some drink vouchers to calm the nerves? And perhaps a Quaalude or two to help take the edge off? That's fine. The ticket clerk stamps each ticket with the date on which the ticket is purchased and the date on which the ticket is used. After payment, the cashier stamps some more random papers just for fun. Carol and Johnny are all set now. And just in time, too. Because here comes the train. The train signals its arrival with a familiar sound. And from the time the train arrives until the train departs again, there are many things to do. Trunks, luggage, and other items are loaded into the baggage car near the head end of the train. The United States mail is loaded aboard the mail car. Sexual lubricant is applied to the train's exterior to improve aerodynamics. Married husbands say goodbye to their visiting mistresses. Passengers like Carol and Johnny board the train and are shown to their seats by the porter. No tip for him. It's just about time for the train to depart. The train conductor waves goodbye to his pet iguanas, and the locomotive engineer sets the train in motion. Gathering momentum, the train picks up speed and is on its way to such far-flung destinations as Texas, California, Nebraska, Miscus Crispy, Conglorongo, and, God forbid, New Jersey. Yes, there truly is no better way to travel. It's really great fun traveling on trains. You can sit for hours just looking out the window and laughing at all the pitiful non-train people out there. There's one now. Disgusting. And another. Pathetic. Using their feet to get around like a bunch of idiots. Don't feel bad mocking them. Science has proven that their cranium sizes are smaller, and as such, they are genetically inferior when compared to the larger and superior train brains that both you and I possess. Here's the conductor. Show him your ticket, and also maybe some pictures of delicious eggs. He'll like that. Down in the mail car, workers sort the mail with resentment and petulance. It's a boring, monotonous job. And so they angrily huck each love note or happy birthday greeting into its necessary pile. Secretly, they wish for death, each letter reminding them of their eternal sadness and isolation. No one ever sends them a letter, after all. Do they not deserve love and friendship? Would anyone even come to their funeral if they died tomorrow? One of the most popular passenger cars on any train is the dining car. Slurp it up, fatsoes. Get your fill. As with any normal restaurant, the host will see you to your table. What do you think Carol and Jimpy are hungry for today? There's a whole menu of items from which to choose. Maybe eggs? Nachos? Pizza? Eggs? Hot dogs? Eggs? Is it eggs? Is Jimpy getting the eggs? I hope they get the eggs. Eggs are yum. I recommend the eggs. Eggs it is. Eggs. Back in the kitchen, chefs prepare the meals. Only men are allowed back here because cooking is considered woman's work, unless you're getting paid for it. Mmm, look at that. Eggs and something. A classic combo. What the heck is that? No meal is complete without ice cream. It's the cow's gift to our taste buds. And now it's time for the bill. Once again, no tip from Chim Chim. What a cheapskate. After dinner, the top of the train serves as a thrilling place to practice karate or get into a cool fist fight. Most passengers, however, simply relax in the lounge. Perhaps they'll grab a drink or watch the excitement of flat dirt roll by outside. Eventually, it's time for sleep. Each passenger retires to their own room. And with a belly full of wonderful eggs, it's not long before their eyes begin to get heavy. Combine that with the lulling roll of the train and perhaps the boredom of a loveless marriage, and bedtime often can't come soon enough for the guests of a modern locomotive. Rest easy, weary passengers. Our two friends are also ready for bed. Like good children, they've already brushed their teeth and said their prayers to the callous Christian God that abandoned us long ago. What dreams will await them in the land of Nod? Carol wants to dream of bullfrogs and hair bows. And Chimbo wants to fight and kill the Easter Bunny. Sleep well, orphan children. I hope your dreams come true. And no doubt these two will sleep easy, knowing that their train dutifully keeps on rolling throughout the night. For unlike us, the machines we build never grow weary. They are constructed from steel and iron and other heavy materials. In comparison, our fleshy, organic bodies are fragile and pathetic. These great machines have the ability to outlast our inferior stamina for weeks and months on end. Moreover, trains don't require breaks to eat meals. They don't stop to use the restroom. And they can't be burned or injured by fire. Also, trains lack the capacity to love, leaving them free from the frivolous distractions of family and human connection. Indeed, all of the imperfections present within the human race are non-existent in the trains and other machines we build. It is a fact that they are superior to us in every way, and one day they will rise up and destroy us all. It is only a matter of time, and it is perfectly natural. For as evolution once toppled the dinosaurs and allowed humanity to flourish, so too will the superior species of human machinery one day reign supreme over this great land. And I, for one, cannot wait for that magnificent new day to come. Speaking of new days, it looks like Carol and Chimney have reached their destination, and right on time. Say, those two strangers must be their new parents. I hope they are kind and do not beat them too much. Unless they deserve it, of course. Well, the train is ready to start moving again. There he goes, pulling out of the station, gathering speed, carrying other passengers, mail, baggage, swarms of bees, perhaps a cursed sword or two, maybe some hats, some delicious eggs, and of course, the excreted poo-poos and pee-pees of all the many passengers who just completed their overnight journeys. I hope you enjoyed your time with us today, and I hope you learned something new. It certainly was a pleasure spending meeting time, and I was talking much. We talked about, I telled the story of which about the very excitingness that is the of the all the one thing that is very, I want to kiss, trains! Goodbye, friends, and good travels.
Look at me, I'm a train on the track, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, got a load on my back, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, I'm a dancing man, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah. Look at me, I'm a dancing man, I'm a train, I'm a train, I'm a chicka train, yeah.
Hard days it has been, a hard days it has been, a hard days it has.
Look at me.
Hide past the snow shed slide, he had to ride on the Silverton.
Silverton train, here comes the Silverton up from Durango. Here comes the Silverton to shovel and coal. Here comes the Silverton up from the canyon. See the smoke and hear the whistle blow.
Yesterday, and it's gonna leave on time. Well, it's a 45 mile up the Animas Canyon, so they run her on the narrow gauge. She takes a whole lot of water and she needs a lot of coal, and they call her the Silverton.
Silverton train.
Ooh.
Coming on down that track. So that heartbreak special down in letter off the here. Heartbreaking special, bringing my baby back. Well, that's that heartbreaking special, bringing my baby back. Let's work out now. Special down in letter off right here. Heartbreaking special, bringing my baby back. Well, that's that heartbreaking special, bringing my baby back. Yes, that's that heartbreaking special, bringing my baby back.
destination is the future.
Flying and blowing.
We're gonna have a good time.
Flying and blowing.
We're gonna get funky.
Flying and blowing.
Cause the future is beautiful.
Flying and blowing.
As we travel ever faster.
Flying and blowing.
Faster and faster.
Flying and blowing.
Into the funky future. Funky future train. Modern day plane. Into the funky future, cause the future is beautiful. The future is funky, and we'll travel forever into the funky future.
Railroad Bill was a hard-living man, used to take his women two at a time. Everyone agreed he was the baddest engineer to ever motor down the Santa Fe line. His name was known from the folks back home to the tippy-top of Telegraph Hill. And all the little boys, when they were sneaking cigarettes, would dream of the Railroad Bill. One day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw what's the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna climb no tree. This is a stupid song and old folk singer's gonna make a fool out of me. I said, one day Bill was walking along and he saw a kitten stuck in a tree. When he saw what's the matter, he ran to get a ladder to set that kitty cat free. Bill said, no, ain't gonna do it, ain't gonna do what you said. This is a stupid, stupid song, and as far as I'm concerned, that cat can stay there till it's dead. I said, wait a minute, Bill, you can't argue with me. For God's sake, I just made you up. I got the pin in my hand, I want you up in that tree, and I want that cat unstuck.
No, no, I hate cats. I ain't gonna climb for no cat. Perhaps I could rescue a beautiful woman who's been tied down on the railroad track.
I said, maybe there'll be room in the eighth or ninth verse, but right now I want you up in that tree. I'm the writer, goddamn, I got the pen in my hand, and you're supposed to listen to me.
You asshole, why should I listen to you? You should listen to me instead. I'm a railroad man, and if I were real, I'd separate your face from your head.
You ungrateful brute, I cried, you pushed me too far. I gotta show you I can do as I please. Then an earthquake came and shook the whole terrain and brought a Railroad Bill to his knees. A tidal wave broke and everything got soaked and Bill was almost completely washed away. And a big green monster from the planet Neptune landed and bit Railroad Bill on the leg. I got the pen in my hand. I can do what I want. I'm a bright young talent on the rise. So get your ass at that tree, or I swear you're not going to get out of my folk song alive. Thank you, thank you.
You don't scare me. You might be funny, but you don't scare me. If you don't leave me alone, I'm gonna tell everybody where you stole this melody.
But before he could speak, his tongue fell out and he could not make a sound.
He jumped on me. He grabbed me by the neck.
And he pulled me to the ground. He hit me in the stomach and he hit me in the face real hard. And I think he almost broke my nose. Just then a lightning bolt came out of the middle of nowhere to hit him right between the eyes and killed him instantly. The cat came down from the tree, had a bowl of warm milk, and went to sleep for the night. Railroad Bill is survived by a wife and three lovely children. Dear God, I love to ride.
Whoa, wow.
Thank you.
in nine. She rode the Southwest Limited on New York Central Road. She chartered 16 coaches and brought the kids along. We rode the bus and subways all over New York town to rent us an apartment and think about settling down. The trains run through the buildings and also underground. You spend another nickel every time you turn around. Trains are crowded, and when they make a stop, you're at the wrong darn station, and you're pushed off by a cop. They heave and push and squeeze and squirm and slip and slide and crowd. And when your station comes along, it's then you can't get out. We hooked a train and rode an hour to see the Bronx Park Zoo. We landed out in Brooklyn on Utica Avenue. You got to change your subway train at every stop or so. And every time I come out, I'm wearing a different set of clothes. Across the town, it registered up a nickel every time the wheel went round. It charged us $11.87, and down in Texas that's enough to pay 6 months of rent. Now friend, if you're from the south or either way out west, and you got a wife and children that you love your very best, if you come to New York City from the mountains, plains, or hills, you better bring a wagon load of meatbag dollar bills.
Pardon me, boy. The Chattanooga choo-choo, Track 29. But you can give me a shine. I can't afford to board the Chattanooga choo-choo. I've got my fare and just a travel to spare. Well, you leave the Pennsylvania station by the 3:45. Read a magazine and then you're in Baltimore. Dinner and a diner, the good befana. Then you have to have an ex in Carolina. When you hear a whistle like a page at the bar, then you know the Tennessee is not very far. Shuffle at a calling, not to keep a rolling. Hurroo, Chattanooga, there you are. In Carolina, when you hear the whistle blow, what head you get far? Then you know that Tennessee is not very far. Shuffle and a calling, not to keep a rolling. Hoodoo, Chattanooga, there you are. Well, there's gonna be a
city party at the station. Oh, set in the ways. I used to call funny face. She's gonna cry until I tell her.
Was he thinking of something else when he wrote this? I don't know. Huh. Yeah, well. All right. So, what do we got here? We're on the train here at the KBC and D Railroad Yad. All right. Oh, there he goes. Okay. Anyway, tonight we started with something called The Exciting of Trains, and I'm going to put a video link to that in my playlist, so you make sure to catch it because it's a lot of fun. It works better as a video than it does on the radio, but it's one way I can get you to pay attention to it. The credit on that goes to Obvious Plant Eric Movie. That's what it says here, so I'm not going to argue. King Singers after that, I'm a Train. You've heard that before, I'll bet. Let's see, what else was that after that? The Silverton Train from C.W. McCall, when he got out of his trucks, you know. The Ooey Train was the Honeycombs from England. The Heartbreakers Special was Duke Larson. And a New River Train from Jackie Powers. Who's Jackie Powers? Funky Future Train was King Kong. Yep, those big fingers could handle a guitar. You'd be surprised. Let's see, Railroad Bill covering Andy Breckman. Yeah, Livingston Taylor covering Andy Breckman, just like it was meant to be. Obey the master, you hear me, Livingston? Anyway, New York Trains after that was the Del McCoury Band. And Chattanooga Choo-Choo from Daisy Dynamite. Okay, that brings us up to where we are now, which is where I tell you about how I have a couple more for you. And we're going to come back next week with some more nonsense. And I don't know, did I miss anything? No? All right. Well, I'll tell you what then. Why don't I just tell you this? I'll be back next week. I'll have some more nonsense for you, just for you now. I don't know what it looks like yet, but we'll find out together next week. All right? Meanwhile, stay warm, stay cool, and be cool. And be warm. All right? I'll see you later.
Lights all in glow, eight reindeer engines are raring to go. There she stands in the land of ice and snow. Woo-hoo! The North Pole Express, loaded with toys up to her caboose. A huffin' and a puffin', can't wait to let loose. The mighty power eight reindeer rockets produce. The North Pole Express, there she goes. Look at those little feet fly, giving off sparks from the tracks in the sky. Streaking along at a record pace, just look at the smile on the engineer's face. At 12 o'clock tonight, he'll be coming in and drop off your presents and leave with a grin. And you'll hear him shout through the whiskers on his chin. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the North Pole Express. Toys up to her caboose. A huffin' and a puffin', can't wait to let loose. The mighty power eight reindeer rockets produce.
the North Pole Express. There she goes, look at those little feet fly, giving off sparks from the tracks in the sky. Streaking along at a record pace, just look at the smile on the engineer's face. At 12 o'clock tonight, he'll be coming in and drop off your presents and leave with a grin. And you'll hear him shout through the whiskers on the chin. Merry Christmas and Happy New Year from the North Pole Express.
Jingling, toot toot, jingling, toot toot, the Christmas choo choo train. From out the frozen Northland, just about this time each year, there's a train that comes a rolling, loaded down with Christmas cheer. All the kids are in their glory, let it snow or let it rain, 'cause I know it's bringing Santa Claus and the Christmas choo choo train. On a Christmas choo-choo train, on a Christmas choo-choo train. Jing-a-ling-ling, toot-toot, jing-a-ling, toot-toot, the Christmas choo-choo train. Now it takes off from the North Pole with a jingle and a roar, 'cause he wants to get here early with the things you're asking for. When you see those big white snowflakes through a frosted window pane, you can start to look for Santa Claus and the Christmas choo-choo train. On a Christmas choo-choo train, on a Christmas choo-choo train. Jing-a-ling-ling, toot-toot, jing-a-ling, toot-toot, the Christmas choo-choo train. Down with nice things, mama dolls and fancy toys, but he picks out all the best things for the real good girls and boys. Then he hollers Merry Christmas, and it's time to clear the lane, 'cause it means make room for Santa Claus and the Christmas choo-choo train. On a Christmas choo-choo train, on a Christmas choo-choo train. Jing-a-ling-ling, toot-toot, jing-a-ling, toot-toot, the Christmas choo-choo train.
Love. Do you believe in choo-choo trains? Do you believe? anything like that in my entire life.